The PPPD edition rolls on. A postcast on the Running Adventure side. Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State and Eddie Adventures, Running Adventures aside. Okay, so postcast edition of the Bill Snyder Half Marathon 5K, which went down yesterday. I'm recording this. It's been kind of a mini busy night ahead of in the middle of Memorial Day. Recording this on Sunday, May 28th, 2023, post-postcast of the Bill Snyder 5K that I took part of yesterday. Obviously, y'all know by now. If y'all don't, then I know where y'all guys have been over the past several months. I shouldn't tell you the story, but you go back to previous episodes and find out why. But yes, 5K yesterday. Your boy took home first place winner of the Bill Snyder 5K. And meanwhile, Joe Moore wins number 9 consecutive Bill Snyder Half Marathons. That is silly to me. Of course, he's from here anyway, but yeah, he is still unbeaten in the Bill Snyder Half Marathon. And of course, shout out Mandy Zimmerman for another women's title on half marathon side as well. So MRC, even though yes, Mandy is lives in JC and head of the cross country and track and field side for the girls. She does a tremendous job. Obviously, very talented and fast runner on that side. She's also done a lot of incredible work on the Manhattan Running Company side as well. MRC, shout out Manhattan Running Company on this podcast. Did a lot of work yesterday, and I wanted to shout out my Saturday crew for putting on quite the show yesterday. I know a recent lady that's new to the group named Danielle. She ran the half yesterday. Shout out Tom, Maggie, my little crew, my training crew for getting it done yesterday. shout out Sarah, first half marathon and got her goal. And she's been putting in the work. I knew I had a feeling that she'd be going for that. I know she didn't. She said she didn't want to say anything to us privately. She said that yesterday after coming home to the finish line. She told us that once they were staying there anyways, that she didn't want to tell anybody that. She just put that out there. I expect that. And she put in the work as well. The kickback crew doing work, coming up huge as well. It seemed like everybody from the Saturday crew did a heck of a job bringing home. Yes, I didn't do the hat because I'm getting ready for grandma's here in 3 weeks. As much as it was weird not getting on that damn bus and going out to near I-70, the crew brought it home. They ran fast. Everybody ran fast, I think, yesterday. From where I heard it, the Bill Snyder, the start of that half, went out fast. So, from what everyone was telling me yesterday, now I know Brayden was up there. He finished top five, I think. Yeah, he finished top five, because I'm in that tapering phase. I've been behind Brayden for sure. I know for a fact. I definitely could have PR'd the way I've been rolling these halves throughout the spring. So I'm very anxious. I know a lot of you, my friends who listen to this podcast, and some that don't know that listen to this podcast, are anxious to find out my final result in a couple weeks in Duluth, Minnesota. I'm very anxious. I'm just going to be even antsier as the days now really click off here. It's going to be here before you know it. You're going to get a postcast up there. Well, not up there, but when I come back from Minnesota in a couple weeks. But yeah, absolutely, I'm proud of you guys. I want to shout you all on the podcast, even some of the Tuesday group that I've occasionally here and there popping in there, run with y'all. Well, not run with y'all, but out there out front, y'all did y'all thing as well yesterday. So many good times out there from all you guys. So I wanted to shout the Saturday group out here on this podcast. Y'all represented out there for me out there. I did my thing in town, took the thing home. And execute the plan. I wanted to work on race strategy. I did not want to take that out too fast. And yes, there are a lot of young teenagers out there. Of course, you're going to get that in a 5K, but I did not want to take it out too fast. Pretty much executed what I did in the outpacing melanoma 5K, which was in Kansas City a few weeks back, which I won that one, and pretty much similar to that. Did not want to push it. Now, again, tomorrow, sitting there recording this, I'm going to be jumping in another one of these in Kansas City for a good cause. We'll see what happens there. It might be the same thing. Well, it's going to be the same thing. With a little bit more technical course, but at this point, my running journey here, what is I love a challenge anyway. So, hills, no hills, well, hills, big hills, steep hills, long-ass hills. You get what I'm saying there as well. So, we'll see what happens there. It's probably going to be the same conservative approach to that, to what happened yesterday as well. Yeah, there was a pack behind me for the first mile. Little shout out to the little kid out there trying to hang with me. But yeah, it got spread out the first, because the other teenager, who I think came in third or fourth, I don't know, I don't have the finishing order pulled up right now, but I could tell he was trying to get after it after that second mile. I wanted to stick with him, and then kind of just to pounce a little bit there, and that's what I did after in the middle of the race, and then kind of coasted home there to when I knew I had a good gap between first and second. There, I looked back closer to the finish line to see where he was. He was pretty good distance back. So I basically just put a little more gas and then kind of just coasted on home. So right around 18.06 was the final time. So almost another 17 there. But hey, I will take it. No complaint you hear. No complaint from me on that. Hey, I will take the win dub any day of the week there as well. So I don't know how many that is now for me. I think that's 4 or 5. I lost count. I got to go back and look there as well. So I'll be going. I will be in the kitchen. Now, I don't know the field that well for tomorrow. It's just going to go up and do the old-fashioned way. Go up there, finish signing up, and then, bam, an hour later, let's race, baby. So we'll see what happens tomorrow there. And then after that, shutting it down. And, yes, I've been getting questions about the old All-Star race, baby. Not talking about NASCAR. Talking about getting my spikes back out. Next week, not this upcoming week, but the following week, pretty much got the go-ahead. Yes, sir. It's going to be a throwback Thursday night, baby. This was on my, high on my to-do list this year. The Metro Mile in Kansas City featuring the best in the business. Next Thursday, June 8th, not this upcoming Thursday, but the following Thursday. And yes. And then after that, that's going to be the Thursday after. It's going to be a travel day for yours truly up to Minnesota. But I'm really excited about that. I really am for that. So, all out mile, and for the first time probably, I still have a year. Better not say. Better not say that. But I'm gonna age myself again. First time I'm gonna see my name as a masters runner. I ain't ready for that. Yet. I don't feel like it. But it is what it is. But yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. That's already gonna be a star-studded field. I've already run against some of those folks already this year, so I'm looking forward to it. I think you put me on the track where that's my bread and butter, you best believe I'm gonna be ready to rock and roll. So I'm going to have a couple of days to specifically kind of get myself ready for that. So I'm excited. I'm super excited for that. That's going to be all time. I wanted to do this race last year. But I didn't even know about it until my little bro, shout out Alex, did it. So I wanted to do, this was high on the bucket list this year of races I wanted to do. Well, it's going to go down. So I'm going to definitely put my name in the bucket tonight. And that will be taken care of as well. So I'm super excited about that as well. But yep, I've entered the tape officially after today's long run into the tapering phase now of what has been a long preparation phase for the Grandma's Marathon coming up in exactly 3 weeks. Well, pretty much now it's Sunday. It's pretty much now officially less than 2 weeks away now, since it's going to be on Father's Day weekend on a Saturday. So I'm just really excited for what's to come here in the next few weeks here. I couldn't be even more excited for the way things have been going. Kind of like what I'm in that Joseph Newgarden phase, trying to get that elusive Indy 500, but in the sense of trying to finally crack sub-3. So that you guys know that by now from last year, the Dallas Marathon and all that was a bounce back. But this year, I'm looking for a little bit more this time around, and your grandma's is right up my alley. It's going to be a point to point marathon there. No stupid loop. No one big ass loop. It's going to be point to point. I love those races. That's why I fell in love with this Bill Snyder Half Marathon. It's my favorite. I know I've done a couple of good ones this year. John Brown, Rock the Parkway, where I got another PR there. Southern that I mentioned. The Oz Half, and there's another one I'm leaving off for sure. But yeah, so now it's getting down to nitty gritty. Now it's all about not trying to get this close to getting there to the start line healthy, or at least 90% healthy. Anyways, there's no such thing at this point as healthy. You just want to make sure you're not banged up too much. You want to be fresh. The important thing is you want to be fresh, as the experts call it, the running experts call it. We get ready for a marathon, so I'm anxious now. I'm just gonna get even more antsier as the days progress. We're about to end May into June, so it's been a long preparation. But hey, like I've said multiple times here this spring, the last time I had this much preparation, I went to the Air Force Marathon in Ohio and had a massive PR. So, like everybody has told me, they are anxious to see what I can pull off at grandma's, and so am I, for sure. So, but we got a couple more weeks, folks. So work's not done. The hard work is done. 21 miles today. That's a wrap. Now it's all about just fine tuning some things, like as I like to call it. It doesn't make a difference now. All the work is officially done. Fine tune some stuff between now and the marathon. And hey, let's go to work, baby. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. 5K winner. Bill Snyder 5K yesterday there. Again, I think the win, as much I don't like to praise myself that much, but the win belongs to you guys. My Saturday group, the Manhattan Running Company group, the Saturday group. I know it feels like it. I haven't been there that much this semester, but I miss the fun times. But I'm having fun either way, whether it's MKC or it's with you guys. So I just wanted to shout you guys out today. The win is for the group. So definitely, I held it down to 5K. You guys, really seriously did y'all thing out there from the I-70 stop bridge to bring it home on the new practice facility at K-State as well. I'm ready for it to be back on the actual damn field at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. But that's going to do it on this special postcast edition, Bill Snyder Half Marathon 5K edition of the podcast. Your boy EG3 brought home the checkers yesterday in the 5K. I'm super excited to what's next in the next couple of weeks. Eddie Greer, if you're new to the podcast, again, we think talk all things K-State, and of course, yours truly talks about his running adventures. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Your first time listening, thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen for a few minutes. If you love for cheering, tell your friends, tell a friend, and a friend, alumni, your roommate, anybody who loves K-State Wildcats. We'll be talking to you here this week on the Pearl Project Podcast, another PBB edition in the books. Go Cats!